Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Dr. John Stamey and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews. We've got a great show tonight. We've got some great panelists online. So the first one I want to introduce is in our northernmost outpost, Todd Saxon from Indianapolis. How are you doing tonight, Todd?
I'm doing outstanding. The supernatural, ecstatic to be here. I know Steve's got some stuff lined up, so I'm excited to see what's coming.
All right, and here's Steve Logan. Steve, tell us who we've got another guest panelist on the show, and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I'm glad to have our friend Tony call in. And Tony, catch us up. What was the acting work that you were doing recently? I believe you were doing theater and the Adams Family.
I just finished the Adams Family last month, and it was really, really fun. You know, I love the Adams Family. It was one of my all time favorite, like, old school TV shows, and yeah, it was really amazing. I had a lot of fun.
Very cool.
What do you think about? I think Netflix was coming out with a show called Wednesday, I believe, and I think Tim Burton's involved. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's amazing that Wednesday is having her own series. Like, I was thinking, like, maybe, like, they were gonna add like Lucas and Pugsley or Grandma or Uncle Fester, but at least Gomez and Morticia are in it. So, but yeah, like, I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, I need to watch the trailers for it. I've only seen pictures. Like, I think the Wednesday actress looks good. Some people are kind of wishing it'd be a different Gomez actor, but a lot of people brought up that Gomez and the source material looks similar to this current actor. It's very interesting how they're going to do Adam's Family, and already a lot of talk about the Gomez actor. By the way, what was your role in the Adam's Family play, by the way, that you were doing?
Oh, I was one of the ancestors.
Okay. Cool, because the pics look great from what I saw. You were wearing makeup and in costume.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely wanted to catch up on that since we haven't had you on in a while. Lots to talk about tonight. And we may or may not have a guest tonight, George Brumman, either tonight or following week. So definitely look out for his work, George Brumman Jr. He's a really great independent wrestler on the East Coast, and going to be working at, believe, in Yorktown. Yes. And for Next Up Pro Wrestling, that's the group that's coming up in Virginia, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. Tony, are you going to be able to go to that event in September, Next Up Pro Wrestling?
I am hoping so, because I am, like, very, very excited for this event. But the one thing that I'm excited for is George's opponent from AEW, Sonny Kiss.
Right. And I wasn't aware Sonny Kiss goes by Concrete Rose. I might have to ask possibly George about that later. But, give me a favorite Sonny Kiss moment or match, if you can.
Sonny Kiss moment or match. Well, I would say my favorite, like, Sonny Kiss moment is one of her entrances. I don't remember if it was, like, a AEW pay-per-view or Dynamite, But it was the one where she came out with the Jacksonville Jaguars cheerleaders. I think that was a amazing trip.
Oh, that's right.
The trip.
Yeah, Sonny also tagged in with Joey Janela for a time, too, and I was glad to see him work in Virginia. Joey, I mean, but, yeah, and it's interesting. I think Sonny has been a villain or a heel lately, just recently turned, so it seems like Sonny's been relevant again, so definitely glad to see that he's working, Sonny's working in Virginia, and yeah, so I'm glad I can get your thoughts on Sonny. But besides independent wrestling, there's a lot of big wrestling events coming up. There's AEW All Out on September 4th. I definitely wanted to cover that. I'll kind of go over the card, then I'll get your thoughts on it after. There's obviously the finals of the AEW World Trios championship match. I'll have to look at the bracket soon after. But definitely see the Elite taking that, Kenny Omega and Young Bucks, possibly. I was watching some of Rampage earlier, and I believe House of Black lost to the Dark Order. I'd like to see Dark Order possibly advance to the finals and maybe get a win, but I could definitely see Kenny Omega and the Bucks getting it, since Kenny Omega just got back from a long hiatus. And then there's a six-man tag match, Wardlow and FTR versus Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Guns. I think that'll be a really great tag team match. And I don't think we've seen Motor City Machine Guns in AEW before, so that's going to be interesting. Two of the best tag teams in wrestling right now, so that's pretty good on paper. Then there's a four-way match for the interim AEW Women's World title. Toni Storm, Dr. Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, and Hikaru Shida. Just recently, Thunder Rosa had to pull out from defending the title, and there's going to be a new interim women's champion soon crowned at All Out. Casino ladder match, I believe participants are to be determined. We'll see who gets announced. Bryan Danielson versus Chris Jericho in a singles match. I believe it will be Lionheart Chris Jericho. So that's going to be interesting. I like that Chris Jericho's got multiple personas that he can switch in and out of. So that'll be a really good match, I believe. And there's a tag team title match for AEW tag team titles. Swerve in Our Glory, Keith Lee, Swerve Strickland versus The Acclaimed. That should be good. And then there's a singles match with Jungle Boy, Christian Cage. It depends. I think Luchasaurus is siding with Jungle Boy, so I think Jungle Boy needs to win. But you never know how long the story can play out, but I got to go with Jungle Boy there. And earlier, I think Bryan Danielson will win that match. Toni Storm, I believe, will win the four-way match. I think Wardlow and FTR win. It's a toss-up, though, but I think you can't really bet against FTR, best team right now. Ricky Starks versus Hobbs. I might go with Hobbs. It seems like Ricky Starks has been getting a lot of beatings lately, but I think Hobbs needs to keep his momentum, and I think he'll win, possibly. And then there's the singles match for the AEW TBS Championship, Jade Cargill, Athena. I'm kind of hoping Athena wins this. Jade Cargill is really dominant, has a long streak going on, but I really like Athena, and I think shoots into the ring at some point soon. Obviously, no world title match announced yet. I kind of wish there'd be a All Atlantic Championship match. As far as that's not announced yet either, but hopefully that'll be announced soon. But with the event coming up pretty soon, I mean, the rumors have been CM Punk versus Jon Moxley. And Jon Moxley just recently got a shock win over CM Punk in, I believe, around three minutes. And Punk, it looked like he was re-injured the leg. I think Punk will be cleared and have the match with Moxley in Chicago. I think with it being in Cleveland, Ohio, Jon Moxley getting that win was a big deal. I think some people were disappointed the match wasn't longer, but I was really glad to see Moxley get that win and become undisputed AEW world champion. So lots going on right now. We don't have a Atlantic Championship match or a World Championship match announced, but hopefully soon they'll announce that. And I think they will. I think either Punk faces Moxley, and I think Punk will turn, and I think MJF might show up at All Out because he's been out for a while, and he'll definitely help get a buzz going for them. So that's most of my thoughts on AEW All Out. Tony, what matches are you looking forward to at All Out, and what are your predictions?
Well, I mean, I have to say, like, this is, like, a really, really good card. I mean, obviously, I'm mostly looking forward to the AEW World Trios Championship. And I do agree with you. Like, I really do think the Elite, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks will win. The four-way match for the Women's Championship, I'm excited about that. And I do think Toni Storm could get the win. But I can also see maybe Dr. Britt Baker winning the title again. But,
right.
I mean, with this match, like, it can go either way. And, of course, you know, with the casino ladder match, like, of course, we don't have any participants yet, so we can't really say anything about the match yet. But I know that's going to be a good match. And, yeah, I do think Athena is going to win the TBS Championship. Powerhouse, I've seen him winning. Jungle Boy, Swerve in Our Glory, I really see them retaining. Like, with that, so seeing them, like, I think, like, they're, like, really, really good. Because, like, both of them are, like, just, like, the most, like, high-flying and most, like...
Yeah, I think that would be good. And it's kind of... interesting, given the claim they're feuding, they've been feuding with Billy Gunn's kids, the Ass Boys, the Gun Club, and they kind of turned on their dad recently, so that's interesting. That Stokely Hathaway was trying to become their manager, and so I think for that reason alone, I don't think the Gun Club need to win the titles yet. I think they're still... they still got a few of the claim that they can do, and, you know, Billy Gunn, that they're turning on their own dad. Very interesting. So we'll see. I think on paper that match will be really good, though, for sure. Swerve and Max Caster are really entertaining. And, yeah, and then... I wanted to cover also, you mentioned Clash of the Castle. I'll kind of go over that card as well. That is, let's see, September 3rd, so the night before AEW All Out, and that'll be on Peacock Network, I believe, and it'll be in Cardiff, Wales, hence the name Clash of the Castle. It'll be like the first UK, big UK event they've had in a while. I mean, I know they've done, like, NXT UK, but this is like a big pay-per-view for the UK, so I think that'll be really great. Because UK fans are they're not spoiled. They're a very loud and very fun crowd. So I definitely look forward to hearing them react to the matches. Five matches announced so far. Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman versus Drew McIntyre for the Universal Championship. I would like to see Drew win, given that it's the UK, but Roman's been a dominant champion, so it can go either way for me. Liv Morgan versus Shayna Baszler for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I think the way Shayna might lose is like another weird finish like they did at SummerSlam, where she got pinned while she was doing the submission hold, or it could be Ronda Rousey showing up and costing Shayna the match, because even though they're friends, I mean, you never know. They were training recently. I saw that on Instagram, but this could turn into a Shayna Ronda feud. Ronda could come out there and accidentally call Shayna the match. So I'd like to see Shayna win, but it wouldn't surprise me if she loses to Liv. They've been really behind Liv recently, the company has. So there's a six-woman tag team match of Belair, Alexa Bliss, Asuka versus Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. I think it's a shame that Becky Lynch got injured. I think she would have been in this six-man tag. I really like Asuka and Io Sky, so for that alone, this match will interest me, just given that this will be like the first time we see Asuka and Io Sky, Io Shirai, against each other in WWE. Not sure if they've wrestled each other in Japan at all, but I think they're two of the best wrestlers in the world, women's or men's, so I think that will interest me. And it's glad to see Bayley on the pay-per-view again. She had a long hiatus until recently, coming back at SummerSlam. We got Riddle versus Seth Rollins in a singles match. It can go either way. I'm going to pick Rollins. I think Riddle is... I think he's a potential... He's got a lot of potential, but I think Rollins will probably win this one. They didn't have a match at SummerSlam. They just had a fight there. And then this is what I'm most looking forward to is Gunther, who's the current international or intercontinental champion, and he's got Ludwig Kaiser managing him, and Sheamus is his opponent, and he'll be with Ridge and Butch ringside, and definitely looking forward to seeing this. This is going to be a hard-hitting heavyweight fight. It's going to be, like, strong style. Tony, what are your thoughts on this card so far for Clash of the Castle? Clash of the Castle, December 3rd.
I'm like, very, very excited for this card. Like, it's been a while since we've seen a pay-per-view in the UK, because usually you saw pay-per-views from NXT UK. But I know, like, sadly, I didn't hear the news that NXT UK is coming to the end after NXT Worlds Collide, because we are about to get NXT Europe, which I know we'll probably talk about that later. But other than that, but this card looks amazing. Like, and what really excites me is to see both Drew McIntyre, Dakota Kai, Gunther, Lawrence Taylor, Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and Butch, all of them are from the UK, and for them to wrestle in their home country is absolutely amazing. And I really do see Drew McIntyre like winning the title, but I kind of figure that they're going to keep the title on Roman right now, since he's really stoppable. You know, I don't know if Theory's going to get involved and try to cash in, but I mean, you'll never know. I mean, we'll see. But for Liv Morgan, I really do see Liv Morgan, like, retaining the title. But I don't know how, but I know it's probably going to be the same situation from SummerSlam. I kind of want to see Bayley, Dakota, and Io winning since they're, like, a brand new team.
Right.
And with Riddle and Seth, I mean, this match can go either way because, like, both of these superstars are absolutely amazing. I know they're going to put a very, very good fight. And for the Intercontinental Championship, I think Gunther is going to retain.
Oh, yeah. I think Gunther should retain. I can't wait. Man, the only thing that sucks about this is I wish Gunther would have his NXT music. And they changed his music recently, so it's like, man, it's not going to be the same. He's going to be wrestling in the UK, pay-per-view event. It's like, damn, I wish they could just use his old music. That old classical song. But I think the match will definitely be good. And, yeah, you brought up an interesting point with Theory. I totally forgot that he's still got the briefcase, so he could cash in, too. I'm hoping not, but we'll see. And then I thought it was cool that Liv Morgan was training with Matt Riddle recently at Gracie Jiu-Jitsu in Orlando. So that was pretty cool, like, seeing that clip where he was showing her how to escape the back submission clutch that Shayna Baszler does. But, lots going on. And I think you mentioned, like, NXT UK. Was there an event recently that happened? I know there was NXT Heatwave, but I did not watch that. Well, what are your thoughts on NXT UK and NXT recently?
Oh, yeah. So lately, some of the roster from NXT UK has been coming to NXT 2.0 because there was breaking news that NXT UK is ending because of NXT Europe starting up very, very soon next year.
Mm-hmm.
So since the NXT UK is ending, they will have their very last pay-per-view, which is the NXT Worlds Collide, and that pay-per-view is going to be right before All Out. So if I can pull it up, I can...
Yeah, that's... I'm glad you brought that up.
If I can pull it up, I can tell you the card.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up too as we speak. I got the page. Well, right now, there's only two matches announced. Braun Breaker versus Tyler Bate. The champion versus champion. I'd love to see Tyler Bate win that, but I think Braun Breaker will win. Then there's a triple threat match to unify the NXT Women's Championship and the NXT UK Women's Championship. Mandy Rose versus Mako Satomura. Man, versus Blair Davenport. Whew. I would love to see Mako win, but I'm not sure. Also wouldn't mind Blair winning, but I could see Mandy Rose winning this. She's the current NXT Women's Champion, so I most likely see her winning, but I'd love to see them give Mako... I'd love to see Mako get a win. She's a legend in women's wrestling, and I think Blair has potential. I haven't seen her work in NXT, but I think, you know, Blair has a lot of experience in wrestling, so I wouldn't mind seeing her win either, but I'd really wish to give Mako a run. But, you know, Mandy Rose is the younger and more current star. So those are the two matches I see announced. But if there's any more, please let me know. And what are your thoughts on this card so far?
Oh, man. I love this card. Like, I know these matches are going to, like, really set the show on fire because, like, you think of both Bron Breakker and Tyler Bay, like, clashing. Like, these two are the most dominant wrestlers in NXT. And for them to, like, unify the titles and for them to just be, like, so young, like, young wrestlers, like, that is really, really amazing for them to see them wrestle. And like you say, like, Miko is the most legendary Japanese wrestlers of all time. And, you know, with Blair, like, I've seen Blair have a word, and, like, she's absolutely amazing, like, from her time in the UK and a lot of her time in Japan. Like, this show is going to be really, really, really good. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, and even though it's a limited card right now, I'm sure that the matches will be good. It's a shame that they had to release some talents. I really thought Trent Seven was a big loss for them. I'm surprised they released him because he was teaming with Tyler Bate for a long time. That's Mustache Mountain. I'm kind of surprised by that. Flash Morgan Webster, I liked him. He had the mod persona, and Manders, Mark Andrews. He's a really good high flyer. Has a lot of potential. I think he reminds me of Ricochet, just of his work. I think hopefully I hope that those talents will be booked again for NXT Europe if they're not signed anywhere. But it's also great to see, hopefully they'll get picked up pretty soon because there's some great talents that they had to let go, and hopefully NXT Europe will come sooner than later. I'm glad they're kind of rebranding too, because NXT UK was a good show, but it just wasn't catching any buzz. And it's not because of the wrestling, because the wrestling was really good. Like, Walter versus Tyler Bate, I think, is one of the best WWE matches in years. I think that's might be one of my favorite NXT matches in general, was Walter versus Tyler Bate before Walter became Gunther in the main roster. And obviously Walter versus Pete Dunne, but also Walter versus Ilya Dragunov was, it's such an awesome match. Like, there was no crowd, so you could hear all the chops that they were doing. It's a shame that UK is shutting down, but I'm looking forward to seeing what Europe, that brand will do. And, definitely got, definitely look forward to those unsigned talents and seeing where they go. Tony, what are your thoughts on Dynamite and Rampage recently? Have you checked out any of AEW recently leading up to this pay-per-view?
I haven't seen Dynamite, but I did miss Rampage. I was on vacation this past week, but I did watch a little bit of Dynamite because of the AEW World Championship match with CM Punk and John Moxley. And I know a lot of people were, like, disappointed in that match because of how short it was. Because CM Punk got hurt again, and John Moxley ended up winning the AEW World Championship. If there is a rematch between them, I hope, you know, CM Punk will be clear before then. But I actually want to ask Todd, they talked about this. Todd, what are your thoughts about of All Out and Clash in the Castle and everything that's going on this weekend.
Actually, the your timing is impeccable because we're right here at the top of the hour for a station break, and we'll let Dr. John do that, and then I'll answer. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Dr.
Absolutely,
John.
And the doctor is back, and we would like to say thanks a lot to being on WLSC AM and FM, Loris Conway, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and on Tiger Radio. So we've got a lot of great places that we are heard, and back to you. This is a great show.
All right, awesome, because this is going to sound probably horrible, and probably because I've got limited pulse here, but I'm like, I'm looking at how small the card is right now for the Clash at the Castle. You're talking of an organization like WWE, they got a million storylines going on. You'd think that be easier to set up 20 matches and then pare it down to 10 than only have 5 and figure out what else to add on. Does that make sense? Just seeing some of the stuff on here, to me it looks, it's going to sound really bad. Yeah, okay, this normal fodder here. Nothing here is exciting to me. That's me, and again, I've got a limited pulse. Although, the best match that I see out there is the woman tag team match off the top of my head. Because like you guys said, those are some interesting teams there. Now, and Steve touched on this a little bit, because I think he said it was going to be the Lionheart version of Chris Jericho. The Bryan Danielson, yep, I'm switching pay-per-views here. And Chris Jericho match is the one that coming up for the weekend. And what I really liked about hearing you guys talk is about the talents in the tag team division. So that has generally piqued my interest because y'all know I'm a sucker for a good tag team. There's something about it that just, the days of old, they were, still a sucker for it, I'll admit. I'm the biggest mark in the world for a good tag team match.
Yeah, I think the most exciting tag team match will probably be Wardlow and FTR versus Lethal and Emergency Machine Guns. There's no titles for that match, but just on paper, FTR is one of the best teams right now, and so is Emergency Machine Guns. They're kind of a more seasoned team, so just on paper that'll be great. And I think if you like a hard hitting style, I think Sheamus and Gunther is going to be kind of like that good secondary title. That'll be really good hard hitting.
Okay, buy off on. That'll give us a little bit of more stopping than smooth, so to speak. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
That'll be a brawl for sure. There might be some technical style on there, but Gunther, his chops are very hard-hitting, and Sheamus is kind of known as like a hard-hitting heavyweight bruiser type guy himself, so, and both European, Sheamus is Irish, Gunther is Austrian. Just on paper, that's going to be the match I look forward to the most.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how the Welsh folks, who they cheer for on that one, right?
Right, and because Sheamus's stablemate Butch, who used to be known as Pete Dunne, he's kind of one of the more established British wrestlers, so I think the crowd will, if there's a moment for Butch or Pete Dunne in that match, I think the crowd will kind of be behind Sheamus just for that alone, but Gunther is just the best, I think, right now, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does with Sheamus for sure.
And the card generally, like I said, it didn't overly excite me as a whole, but to me it strikes me as being better than what they were doing than the NFL does, the teams that have made it overseas lately for the matches in London. Just saying, they're doing way better than the NFL has done over the last decade.
The UK football soccer games.
Well, no, when the NFL gets they play one or two games over there every year.
Oh, okay.
In London, and they tend. I don't know if it's been that random, but they haven't. They might as well just play preseason games over there, the way it's been. Just saying.
Well, what's the
so
best?
So at least WWE's doing better than they are.
What's the best UK NFL game that you can think of off the top of your head?
Anything that they used to have with NFL Europe. But no, there's. I don't know that they've ever had a good set of. For whatever reason, it's been like just crap luck, and I don't know how far ahead they schedule, but they haven't sent anybody competitive over there in years. It's just been pure bad luck, I guess.
Yeah, I know soccer is a more dominant sport over there in UK and Europe, too.
Yeah, but those are rowdy enough fans, and they love their, they love their rugby, too.
Yeah.
They love their rugby. Heck, they cheer for cricket. These people cheer for anything.
Yeah, that's why I'm definitely glad to see this pay-per-view, because the UK crowd. The only thing that bothers me is that Gunther's not going to have his previous music, because the fans will sing to it. And I'm like, ah, shit, they can't sing to this new theme. Whack.
Oh, man. See? That would have been a whole different dynamic, like with what you had just mentioned about the who they would cheer for because of Butch.
Oh, yeah. I want to see Butch fighting Ludwig Kaiser, like, on the floor. They're not going to have a match. So I'd love to see Pete Dunne get a moment in there where he kind of fights Ludwig Kaiser on the floor. I think that'd
get a
be really
heat
cool.
Going,
good,
yeah.
Good spot. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Nice. Man, this is, I don't know, I think it's kind of exciting. You guys already had a great tangent pulling in the other one, the other pay-per-view. So you got some information up on that one. Thanks, you had so much going on. You went so far to make sure we had good info for the show tonight. Thanks, brother.
Absolutely. And, yeah, you're welcome. And I watched some of Rampage earlier from Friday night, and it was really good to see Claudio Castagnoli face Dustin Rhodes in the main event. And really loved seeing Claudio, and Dustin, I think, is underrated, and Claudio in some ways is, yeah. But Claudio was defending the ROH world title against Dustin, and I knew Claudio was going to win, but it was a very interesting finish, given that Claudio, I think, went to go leapfrog over Dustin as Dustin was running towards him. His head landed in Claudio's crotch, and Dustin, he looked like he hesitated a little bit to take advantage of Claudio and get to go for a pin, and Arn Anderson looked kind of concerned about that. Arn Anderson was ringside managing Dustin, and because given that Dustin, you know, Arn's history with the Rhodes, Cody, and Dustin, And Regal, who usually he's managing Claudio with the Blackpool Combat Club. He was at commentary, and I do love Regal on commentary, but he even said that he was wishing he could be at ringside during the match, like Arn was, and Claudio, despite getting that groin shot, unintentional or not, he was able to lift up Dustin and do the that really cool European uppercut midair as Dustin was falling, and got the pin soon after that that incident. And yeah, I'm really digging Claudio's ROH World Champion and Dustin. I love seeing him get these big matches like this. He's very well seasoned, kind of legendary. So I thought that was a good main event for Rampage, because Rampage, it's kind of hit or miss. It could be, it could feel like AEW Dark. It could feel like a Dynamite, you know, show at times. Ah. But I was really glad to see that title match in the main event. I wanted to get that out there. And then also, just general wrestling news, I was really glad to see Jake Shannon from Scientific Wrestling, scientificwrestling.com. He was able to induct Billy Robinson into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. I thought that was really great. And he got he was given a drawing, an illustration of Billy from an actor who played the Iron Sheik on Young Rock on that show. So I think a good moment for British wrestling and catch wrestling, and Billy was a big legend in pro wrestling as well, so really glad to see that moment recently, just the other day. And I know I sent it in the chat, but yeah, I just wanted to mention that while we still have time. I thought that was pretty cool. Todd, what are your what have you checked out lately, wrestling or in general?
All right. I have, and this is long, so I haven't necessarily wanted to send it to our group chat, but I have in, sitting here pending to try to finish viewing it, only trying to get through little pieces, parts. From Cultaholic, it is.
Yeah.
It is all WWE Tag Team Champions ranked from worst to first. So they had to pick a timeline to go ahead and start doing it. And it was kind of cool because I have so many gaps in my life for different reasons and some of this stuff. And there were teams like I didn't realize Steve Austin and Triple H had.
Oh, wow.
They had been tag team partners.
Yeah. The two-man power trip or something like that. Yeah, that was when Austin was a villain.
The, but this is, and here's why I haven't been too excited about trying to send this out. The yeah, Dave, absolutely we will. The Dave posted, or Magic Velvet. The this, it's an hour and 52 long.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a long history of WWE, obviously, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, so that's one I think I'll probably end up dropping into the chat, but it's like good grief. So I got through some of that stuff, and I was like, yeah, again, you guys know I don't hide being a tag team shill.
Todd, I got to get your favorite tag team in general. It doesn't have to be WWE, just in general.
I would probably fall for the Hart Foundation if I had to put one down, right?
That's a good one.
The Yeah, but that whole era in the tag teams around there, man, it was, there were so many good tag teams. There were, you know, I mean, you look at the
British Bulldogs.
Yeah, British Bulldogs. I mean, they were just, they were game changers when they showed. They were so far ahead of their time. You know, they would fit much closer to, you know, starting with this century. They would have just fit in there. The there were all kinds of guys. For sure. But, yeah. The old Hart Foundation, I love the, you know, you had the technical, you had the bruteness, you had the, and I kind of like the old, more methodical pace stuff that used to be in there. They would, the storytelling was just, I love the storytelling from back then.
Todd, you might like this trios tournament going on with AEW. It's tag team wrestling, but in six-man tags, and they have a trios championships. I think that's been more common in the UK. Mexico, and then Japan has had them too. They're kind of more an afterthought in Japan, more secondary, but AEW, they have this tournament going on, and I also wanted to bring up that United Empire, Will Ospreay, I believe they got the win over the Lucha Brothers and Pac, the Death Triangle, and a lot of acrobatics in this match. Will Ospreay is one of the best wrestlers in the world, I believe. So I think if you go back and watch anything current, I think you'd like that match. If you like fast action, lots of high flying. Probably not the best storytelling, but just the action alone was great. The Western storytelling involved with Kip Sabian at ringside, he's kind of been wearing a box on his head for a while, and they played with that. United Empire got the advantage because the distraction. Kip Sabian was not wearing the box at ringside. Someone else was. And, Kip kind of attacked the pack, I believe, at ringside. So there is some story there with Kip Sabian. Kind of interesting. And United Empire getting the win. Wouldn't surprise me if Kip Sabian joins that group, United Empire. But, Best Friends is in the bracket on the other side, and then I'd like to United Empire versus Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. That'll be a really good matchup. I'm surprised that's not the finals. I think they messed up because I think that match should be the finals. But I think Best Friends and Dark Order have a match. I'd like to see Dark Order win that one, but we'll see. But I think for sure Kenny Omega and Young Bucks will win those trios titles. And I think AEW has just a really good tag team wrestling scene. They have the trios titles and the two-man tag team titles. So I'd highly recommend
checking that out. That's actually a cool concept. That strikes me as being a cool concept because it's not like three-man tag teams are by any means unheard of. I mean, the Fabulous Freebirds made a career out of it, you know. It was, you know, and that's one thing, when you've got X amount of talent and you can do something like that, why not? Because why not? Just saying. And I hate to say it, but you realize it's like we're on the edge of 20 after. Good grief, guys.
This
hour goes fast.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's a pleasure to have Tony to talk about a lot of the current stuff and Todd about the past. And I definitely want to mention S.H.I.E.L.D. and New Day have been kind of like the best trios in most recent years in WWE, but AEW is really pushing trios as a division lately, and so I'm glad to see that. But yeah, kind of wrapping up, I wanted to plug Next Up Pro Wrestling, I believe, is coming up on September. Let's see what the date is. September 17th in Yorktown, Virginia, Next Up Pro Wrestling. If you're in the DMV area, check them out. Tony, do you have any plugs or final thoughts you'd like to get into? Always still have time.
So I just found out this week. And see, I know you know this convention, GalaxyCon, that we went this year. And,
oh, yeah.
And this week they just announced the pro wrestling guests that are going to be at the convention. Of course, some of them are going to be in the wrestling show that they have called FSCW, which is Fantasy Cosplay Super Wrestling, which is very exciting. So you get wrestling and cosplaying together. And the guests that they just announced that I'm very, very excited to meet is Anna Jay, Leva Bates, Kira Hogan, Diamante, Caleb Conley, and Savannah Evans.
Yes, I love me Leva Bates and Savannah Evans. Love her. She's on Impact lately. I haven't been watching Impact, but I've seen clips of her over there. So I wasn't aware that they're going to do the cosplay wrestling show, but I hope they do, and I believe they did mention that they are going to do it at the panel that I went to at the last one. Really love talking to them and picking their brain, because they're not just cosplayers, they're real wrestlers, and it's always nice hearing kind of the process of what goes into the character work that they do, and just really excited to see some women wrestling I represented at GalaxyCon again.
Me too. And of course, I'm most excited to meet. I'm excited to see Leva Bates again for the third time, and also Caleb
Anna
for the third time. Yeah, Anna. But I'm most excited for Anna Jay and Diamante, because both of them are like my favorites in AEW, because I really love the Dark Order, and of course Anna Jay was a member of the Dark Order.
Right.
But all of them, and of course Kira Hogan too, but all of them, I'm very excited to meet them.
Yeah, I definitely want to meet up with Anna Jay and ask her about Brody Lee, because Brody Lee has just been one of my favorite wrestlers in general for recent years. Definitely want to hear some Dark Order stories, possibly. That'll be good. That's funny you mentioned that, because my friend emailed me about that, was bringing up that there's going to be wrestlers announced, and they are cool. Let me know when you get your tickets for that, because I'm definitely looking forward to that. John, Todd, you guys got any thoughts or plugs?
We got to talk about our brother, Velvet. All right. Look, I'm going to go ahead and probably make it slightly wider ranging at the same time. The world turns. There's a lot of yin and yang every day. It doesn't take a lot of effort to send some positive thoughts, prayers, or good karma out to those that need it. And amongst those, the Amazing Velvet, for him and his family. We definitely got some out there, got a lot of other people going through stuff. We see it every day, see it in the news, local, state, national, international. Pretty serious about those you know, taking care of yourselves, taking care of your family, and taking care of one another, and that comes in all a variety of forms. So, Velvet, we love you. More than you know, man.
Absolutely, Velvet.
Agreed.
You take care and do well. And this is Dr. John. I've got two really good plugs. My Comic-Con season is coming up. September the 10th is going to be the Jacksonville Mini-Con at Lion's Eye Games in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's going to be great. Dave Atwell is going to be there. I will be there. We've got a couple of other artists. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then on October the 1st, we have the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference in Paris, Tennessee. That's going to be a biggie. It's going to be a lot of fun, starring Elijah Henderson and Robin McCray. And then, of course, on Saturday, November the 19th, is the one and only Havelock Comic-Con across from Cherry Point Marine Base in Havelock, North Carolina. And people are excited about that. So we've got a lot of great things coming up. And also the big Jacksonville Comic-Con is going to be February 19th in Jacksonville at the Science Center. That's going to be a lot of fun. Todd, I hope you can come down and join us for that one.
Yeah, I think my senior executive service boss is going to prevent me from being there, but I would love to be there. You know that.
Yeah, well, just we'd like to have you there if you could be there. So those are my plugs for tonight.
And some thoughts I wanted to mention. We didn't cover him the previous weeks. I know it's been some time after, but rest in peace to Judo Jean LaBelle.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers to Amazing Velvet. And if you're interested in catch wrestling, check out scientificwrestling.com. Definitely love picking Jake's brain. Looking forward to possibly seeing next up Pro Wrestling September 17th in Virginia. So thanks so much, John and Todd and Tony, for doing the show tonight.
Absolutely, and we will see everybody next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, which is 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Pro Wrestling Interviews. Everybody say goodbye now.
Goodbye now.
Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Todd, I knew you would say goodbye now. I just, the voice just told me you were going to do that. But anyway, it's great having everybody here. We'll see everyone next week.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Good night, Gracie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later, all.